This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The Apostle Paul summarized in Galatians 4:4-5 what we studied last week. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. God had a plan to save people from their sins. He promised that He would send the Savior, the Messiah, at the appointed time. When the fullness of time had come, He made good on His promise by sending forth His Son, Jesus Christ. Paul declared in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." If you want to have what God promised, abundant and eternal life, then receive His gift to you, Jesus Christ. You can do this by praying this prayer. God, I thank You for promising me abundant and eternal life if I confess and turn from my sin and receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord by faith. I thank Him for dying for my sin and rising from the dead to be my living Savior. I surrender to Him and ask Him to come into my life, take control, and make me the person You want me to be. Amen. If you pray this prayer, you will receive the best gift anyone could give you this Christmas. Your life will never be the same. And I'd like to hear of your decision. Send me an email, ludgoltz@aol.com.